67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week before Easter 2024. A big thank you to the folks at Sapadapa Soul for giving me the opportunity to be a judge at this year's parade last week in downtown Cedar Rapids. Had a great time, met a lot of new people. It was particularly an honor to be a part of an organization in which Camp Courageous' honorary board members, Liz Hennessy Valier and Jim Hines, were among the first board members. This year, they celebrate their 49th anniversary, and hopefully next year, Liz and Jim will be able to celebrate their 50th. For the new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. It has been a busy week at camp. We've had week-long campers out here, a wonderful group, enjoying all the different activities for the entire week. We had a great respite cure weekend, the past weekend. It was the Pot of Gold scavenger hunt. They were building a leprechaun trap, climbing the Eiffel Tower, and so much more. Had a young camper, 2 years old, that has super time, a favorite of everybody. A big thank you to all those who volunteer during our respite cure weekends, and a big thank you to NICC nursing program students for volunteering with the campers that particular weekend, too. We appreciate all those that come out and volunteer. If you're interested in volunteering here at Camp Courageous, you can get a hold of Toby Lukemeyer. Toby is our volunteer director. If you want to volunteer for a respite care weekend, you can get a hold of Kristen Lucas. She heads up our respite care program. We also had our travel campers taking the weekend off and traveling to Nashua, Iowa. They enjoyed engaging in different artistic activities like painting, collaging, in construction paper projects. It was a wonderful weekend. And a big thank you to all those that were a part of the crafting retreat to Nashua, Iowa this past weekend. Programs, it was a delight to have International Lions Leadership visit camp this past week. We had past District Governor Ken Klemich, past International Director Artie Klemich. We had Lion Jana Wall, past International Director Bud Wall, and Rick Bauman, who is the 9EC district governor here at Camp Courageous. Had a great tour. Some of the folks come from the state of Illinois and throughout the area. It was great to show them around and show them firsthand what the Lions Clubs have made possible here at Camp Courageous. Not only the Lions Visually Impaired Week, but all the various projects that they've had going here at camp. Big weekend for Camp Courageous at the Marion Hy-Vee. They are going to have a rib out with Camp Courageous on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, March 22nd through the 24th. On Friday, it goes from 4 to 7 p.m., Saturday from 11 to 8, and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And so the ribs will also be available in their market grill. Once again, this is the Marion Hy-Vee for a single rack, which run $15, or two racks are $25. The $1 for every rack will go to benefit Camp Courageous. So big thank you to all of our friends out at Hy-Vee. And speaking of Hy-Vee, we had our first pineapple gala meeting and pineapple sales meeting at the Edgewood Hy-Vee this past week. We'll have more information down the road on that if you'd like to get involved. Big fundraisers are going on right now. The Manchester Garage Sale is camp's largest fundraiser. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And on Wednesdays, a little bit later, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers that make that possible. Once again, camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale. We have a winter sale going on here, right here at Camp Courageous. It's located in our main lodge, and that'll be going through April 2nd. And they're open weekdays, and you can get a hold of Ashley if you have something to donate, and we'd love to have people come out and visit us. The need of the week is noise-canceling headphones. They enhance the comfort, reduce stress, and improve the overall experience for many of our campers with sensory-sensitive hearing. So a big thank you to all those that can help us provide noise-canceling headphones for our campers. As we get out of this weekend and weather turns a whole lot better, we're going to be thinking Cruising for Camp Courageous. Cruising for Camp Courageous will be May 19th here at the camp. We're expecting a huge crowd of over 400 cars, trucks, motorcycles, and other vehicles. Now is the time to secure your spot by registering online at Camp Courageous and go to Cruising as far as fundraiser, and you can register your vehicle. Once again, we're expecting a big crowd May 19th of this year for Cruising for Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous unfortunately lost one of its own this past week. Sue Hunter Chapman passed away. Sue was a longtime staff person here at the camp back in the 80s, and she kept coming back over and over again to volunteer, and she was a great volunteer for the past few years, really helping us out in our nature area. She was born on June 25th, 1962, up in Dubuque, and as she described herself, she was a hippie through and through. She unfortunately was not able to drive because of a visual impairment, so she depended a lot on our public transportation system and friends. Sue will be dearly missed by the thousands of campers whose lives she touched in a very special way. Our sympathy goes out to her son, Zach, which was everything in her life, a wonderful individual. We'll have some special services for Sue coming up here at Camp Courageous, and that will be announced here in the future. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.